This is Andrew J. Campa of the Whittier Daily News, and this is the weekly podcast. This week we're talking with Montebello coach Pete Gonzalez about the Oilers' upcoming 2010 schedule. It's recently been released, and coach, as you can see, we're going to post this online. Let's get a couple of thoughts about this schedule. 10 games, you play 0 week, you have week four as a bye. Let's kind of go game by game. You open with Bellflower at home this time. Tell me about that game and about opening at home this year.
Well, we're really excited about opening at home, and Bellflower is a good quality opponent. They made the playoffs last year. You know, we went in last year and had a very, very tough game against them, and they're very physical. They have a lot of good athletes. They're coached very well. So this time it was nice to play home at first and kind of open the season up at home, but again, a good quality opponent.
Week one, interesting game at Rosemead away. And actually, I'm kind of curious because in week two, you're also at home versus Arroyo. And as you know, you've just been moved to the Mid-Valley Division. So it actually is a pretty good, a possible playoff matchup. How big are those two games?
They're huge. You know, Rosemead going to the finals 2 years ago is obviously a quality opponent, making the playoffs again last year. You know, Matt is a good personal friend of mine, and I have some former coaches that are coaching over there, you know, that are good friends of mine. So I know they're going to be coached very well. You know, we're really trying to keep a lot of local, good quality opponents and stay close to home. And, you know, a lot of these kids grew up playing against the Rosemead Rebels and kids from the area. So it's nice for them to continue to compete against each other. But definitely quality opponents. You know, we're going to have our hands full with Rosemead. Arroyo is just a great passing team, and they're going to be one of the favorites to be one of the best passing teams in the area. So we know that's going to be a big challenge and a new big test for us. You know, we need to prepare ourselves for all the other quality passing teams in our league. So we knew that would be a good game for us overall.
Coach, a big one in our area, week three, El Rancho at home. What a great game, blue-collar game, two communities right next to each other. Tell me about the importance and the impact, the fun of playing that, of coaching that type of game.
It's always fun to play anybody who's a rival. And again, anybody who's going to be close to home is going to be a big rival. We have kids here at Montebello High School that actually live in Pico Rivera. It's part of the Montebello School District. So some of the kids might have played for the Wolverines or the Dons, and they're coming here to Montebello, and now they get to play against their friends. So, you know, it's definitely a big rival quality game. You know, a lot of people always go to that game, and it's always hard-fought. You know, we have the same kind of kids. So it's just fun to see those guys go against each other. You know, Rick Cepeda's doing a great job over there with his coaching staff and with the team. And me and Rick are old friends. So it's just one of those things to play. You know, it makes it a rival for everybody.
Yeah, well, bye in week four, and then you play at Cal High, defending Del Rio League champion. Big challenge week five. Tell me about that matchup.
A huge game. You know, I coach with Jim Arnold over at Arancho, and we've been friends for a while now. And we wanted to make this game happen, and we're happy. It filled in our schedules, and again, a good quality game. Obviously, Cal High coming off a season where they got all the way to the semifinals. They're a quality opponent, and he's just doing a fantastic job with all his players. And again, it gets to reunite our Montebello kids and playing against the Whittier Redskins and Pop Warner kids, so it's just a great quality game all the way around, and Jim just does a great job with his players.
I'm kind of curious, Coach, you take the bye in week four instead of maybe week five in anticipation of league. Was that just the way it worked out on the schedule, or was that done strategically?
No, not strategically at all. It just worked out on the schedule. You know, again, we wanted to just continue to try to play all the best local community games we could possibly fit, and I think we've done that in this preseason with these five games. So it just worked out that way in the schedule.
A bit of an advantage, you open league three games at home. First with San Gabriel, new coaching staff, then versus BG, then Alhambra, also new coaching staff at Alhambra. Tell me about the prospects of opening home with opening league with three home games.
Three home games is great. It's just a nice start at home. Again, you always want to play at home as much as you can and have your big games at home. So we're pretty blessed with that. Again, it's just going to be very rough, three quality opponents. You know, and now us moving to that Mid-Valley Conference and only two spots guaranteed to make the playoffs, every game becomes very, very important. There's a huge urgency on game one. in league all the way to the last game. So we have to really work hard and make sure our preseason prepares us for all those games. You know, San Gabriel with a new coach is not going to, you know, they're going to do fine. Jude Olivia, who was on that staff last year we coached against as offensive coordinator, is now the head coach. And you know, they like to wing in and throw it around. And, you know, they just got some fantastic players. So we're definitely going to have our hands full. But we move right into Bell Gardens, and they're a tough physical program. And Coach Ramos is just doing a fantastic job. And we had a really hard-fought game with them last year. You know, and we wouldn't expect anything less this year. You know, the big advantage is just us playing at home and, you know, in front of our home crowd. So that's just a local, another local rival game in our league. And move on to Alhambra. And I've known Lou Torres for many, many years, and he's just going to do a great job with those guys. And, again, right down the street with Alhambra, we get to play home against some really quality players and coaches.
Week 9, obviously, or arguably, the game of the year at Sure. Close contest last year. I know that they've kind of owned this rivalry the last couple of years, actually last few years. Tell me about that matchup.
Well, it's just a great matchup. Again, another huge rival game, and there's not much we have to tell our players, and not much they got to tell theirs. You know, you're fighting for pride here, and again, Sure has done a great job. Their coaches do a fantastic job. They got good players. You know, and obviously some really, really special returning players. So, you know, we got to continue to work hard and make our stride in what we're trying to do and achieve here at Montebello. And, you know, but it's games like that against Sure that really, you know, motivate our players and motivate our coaches and kind of motivate everybody to work hard and play in big contests like that in front of a lot of people and just make it a special event.
Coach, you know, the thing that interests me about those four league games is that you play against some pretty good passing attacks. Alhambra, Sure, San Gabriel, BG, they can all throw the ball. Your team was a little different last year. You like to pound it out on the ground. Does that put you at an advantage or disadvantage going to those types of games?
I'm not sure either way, advantage or disadvantage. It's just they all got really good quarterbacks, and they're able to do a lot of good things, and they're all coached very well. Every one of those programs has great coaches, and they utilize their players, you know, to their best and to their abilities. And that's kind of what we're going to always do. You know, I know we did pound it out last year. That was kind of our plan, you know, but things will always change according to the abilities of our players. So, again, we just have to prepare ourselves for every opponent every week. And hopefully the preseason, again, it's going to be very, very tough that we're able to do all those little things and prepare our season.
Close the year away at Keppel. That's one of those games that could be a trap game that, you know, they, depending on where your team is in the standings, they're a team that's looking for their first win in quite some time. How do you avoid those types of letdowns?
Well, Bobby did a great job last year at Keppel with his first year there. And again, I've known Bobby, too, growing up with Bobby. And, you know, he's just doing a fantastic job with those players. And that makes it just more difficult for everybody. Everybody has to prepare for Keppel. We got to prepare for every league team the same way and not expect any letdowns, you know, from our players. So, you know, I don't see it as a letdown. I see it as just another game we got to prepare just as hard so we don't have any sort of letdown. You know, and the hardest thing is making sure the kids realize it's not, you know, Keppel who's not going to show up. They're going to show up and they're going to play football. You know, they got some really good athletes, believe it or not. They got some really special players. So, again, I think Bobby's going to do a great job with them. You know, we have to be on our toes and continue to work and take every opponent the same and be very aggressive in our plan and everything we're trying to achieve and do.
Coach, I want to ask you about the move, the divisional move from the Southeast to the Mid-Valley Division, the old number system from 7 to 11. Is that something that you're excited about, something that you're not too happy about? I mean, how do you take that?
You know, I take change as a grain of salt. I'm happy with change all the time, whatever it may be in any aspect of my life, and I think that's just one of those changes that was out of our control. I think it puts us in a good spot with a lot of teams on the same level. So I'm excited. I think anytime you're playing new opponents, that's always a fun thing too. You know, so with it, we're just going to take one game at a time in the league and make the playoffs and kind of go from there. But again, we've scheduled some of the teams before we even knew we were in the Mid-Valley. We scheduled some teams that are in the Mid-Valley already. So I think it's going to add some fun to it. You know, and again, I think it's going to be a very competitive division with all the leagues in there. There's a lot of good quality teams. I think the first two place teams that make it from every league are going to be very, very good. And I think the four wild cards coming from the other seven leagues are going to be just as good. So I think it's going to be a very competitive division all the way across the board, you know, with no one being, you know, that shouldn't be in there. I think everyone's going to have a positive winning record and well-deserving to be there.
I was going to ask, Coach, how does the Elmont League stack up with the Mission Valley League that's in this, the Olympic League, some of the other leagues that are involved, Rio Hondo League, that's involved in this new Mid-Valley Division?
Well, I think, you know, we stack up fair to against anybody. Elmont League has had success in the playoffs. They've had success, you know, with some of the schools in the league. And again, I think that we got to just continue to work. I'm not real sure, you know, to compare against every other league, but the reality again is that we got to, you know, we're going to get through a tough time in our league with a lot of good quality opponents, and that hopefully that prepares any representatives from our leagues to go in there and do well in the conference. So I just think everyone has their hands full. There's no doubt it's going to be a very competitive division.
Coach, wish you the best of luck, and we'll see you out there.
Thank you very much.